Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Anniversary, baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
23 years ago, this month, my world changed when I met Barbara Welkman. She became a member of my brain trust the first few months of the show. She was one of the original founding members of our brain trust, and she's been hanging out with me on a regular basis ever since. Hey, Barbara, happy anniversary, baby.
Well, happy anniversary to you. It just can't be. I blinked.
98.
I blinked.
I know. I agree. No, you were with me in March of 98, and you know I tell people the previous millennia, the last millennia, we were
right.
the most people were still on dial up in those days. Broadband was like in 4% of the homes and businesses, and everybody else was on dial up in those days. But folks, she's been prolific in her support for you, and you're dealing with your taxes and keeping us up to date on the tax laws, and just nobody's worked harder for small business, especially in her field. Barbara, thank you for all this time. What else do we need
to
know?
Thank you, and one more thing. Nobody's been a better host. You've been for me an extremely effective mentor in terms of broadcasting, and I had my radio show for 10
yeah.
years, and it was due to your help, whether you knew it or not. you were a good role model and an extreme help to me.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that. Well, it was fun seeing you grow during those times, and I appreciate it very much. So let's get back into what really matters today, and that's this the taxes that people have got to file. We pulled our audience. Let me see if I can find it. We pulled our audience this week, and it looks like about 76% so far in our poll say they're going to file both on time, and about a smaller percentage said that they would do a corporate extension and file personal on time. But 3/4 of our respondents said they were going to file on time. That seems like a big number for small businesses to me, doesn't it? To you?
Well, it's probably in my if I had to guess, it's because they expect refunds. And if 2020 was
a
bad year, they had a net operating loss, they can carry that loss back to prior years and get refunds.
Well,
Maybe
not just refunds, but not have to pay so much cash, right? Not have to catch up so much.
Right, but
yeah.
Right, but they're going to net operating loss carrybacks give you a refund, and so
remind them about
that.
Go into that a little bit extra. Remind them about that.
Okay, so if you had a loss in 2018, 19, or 20, you can carry back that loss for 5 years and offset your income in those 5 years, and by doing so, recoup the taxes you paid on that income.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really substantial. Now, I think people have to keep in mind that going forward, there's no more carrybacks. So if you have a loss in 2021, you're only going to be able to carry it forward. There's not going to be any carryback.
Mm-hmm.
So unless laws change.
From 20 back, you can.
For those 3 years, you have a mm-hmm. five-year carryback. So
mm-hmm.
I can't imagine you won't be able to use up your losses and get it. But anything
right.
that's not used up, you just carry forward.
Right.
And so that's really a big break. And I think that businesses that know they're in that situation want to get that money back as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm. What else do we need to know?
I think one of the things that we have to keep in mind, and this is kind of switching gears a little from the 2020 return that we're in the process of doing, is what we have to do now in the wake of the American Rescue Plan Act, because it's requiring businesses to do things now. Simultaneous with dealing with last year's taxes, you got to deal with taxes this year, because they extended the Employee Retention Act. Mm-hmm. They extended the paid sick leave and paid family leave credits, the employee retention credit, rather. So those credits have to be dealt with. They also increased for employees the amount they could exclude from dependent care assistance for 2021. And so employers that have these plans or cafeteria plans with salary reduction have to amend the plans to allow for this. There are a lot of moving parts that businesses have to handle right now.
And these are all associated with the pandemic making things easier during the pandemic, right? These are all things that are happening in the last year.
That's right. Plus, there are all these new programs offering financial assistance, that besides extension of the PPP loans and the EIDL loans from the SBA, there's the shuttered venue operators. There are new measures that are giving money to the states to hand out grants to small businesses. So businesses that need capital right now really need to educate themselves, mm-hmm, or work with tax professionals,
and this is where you've
what's
got
available and get ready.
You've got to have help with this. This, folks, you know, don't be a hero. Spend the money. If it costs you $1,000 to get your tax returns done, spend the money. They're going to find more than that because it's just too complicated, isn't it? This isn't a regular tax year, is it, Barb?
No, and this is not a DIY situation, as you point out.
Exactly right.
As you point out, the fees that you pay are modest compared with the tax savings that you can enjoy.
Never mind that you could be doing something else to earn that $1,000 back instead of doing your taxes. Quick break, right back with Barbara Weltman after the break. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.